This is Rocco Granato reporting for InLacrosseWeTrust.com. I'm down here in the locker room of New England Black Wolves, where they just fell to the Rochester Nighthawks by final score of 14-6. With me right now is New England defenseman Brett Manny. Brett, what seemed to happen? In the first half, it seemed everything was going well. Kirky was keeping these guys in the game, and then things just kind of, I guess you could say, imploded.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, Evan Kirk really did keep us in the game. We, even though there's only like five goals or whatever it was that was on the scoreboard, it could easily have been more, but Evan stood on his head and bailed us out a bunch of times, and we played good enough to stick around, and some of the mistakes we made in the first kind of came back to haunt us in the third and fourth, and we paid for it, and that's why we lost the game.
Now, it seemed like things were getting a little bit chippy out there with O'Brien and Paul Dawson and a bunch of others. What, I mean, it just seemed like old school lacrosse that was going on out there.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of guys that are proud to be playing and want to stick up for the guys on the team, and that's what a family does. And everyone has to do whatever they can to try to win, and we're not going to back down from anyone. So that's what happened. It is what it is. It happens sometimes in the games. And you know, the guys that did what they did was because they wanted to do that. And we have everyone, each other's backs, and it was kind of good to see that. The game is a physical game, and that's what happened. But you know, I'm just more mad that we lost.
Now, first year in New England, you seem to have a good core of players here. Bucktooth, the Buchanans, Kyle and Kevin, Garrett Billings now coming over from Toronto in that trade. Quinn Palace, who seemed to play fantastic in the first two games, but unfortunately going down with the knee injury. What do you see coming into next season, the way this team is right now? It seems like with Quinn Palace, he adds a whole new dimension to the offense. And now with Garrett Billings there, you get a full season with Billings. This team could cause a lot of problems.
Yeah, there was a reason why we started off 2-0 when Quinn was in the lineup. As a rookie, he came in there and he offered a different dimension as far as creating space and setting picks. And he was a utility guy. He took some face-offs as well, did whatever he did, and he's an excellent kid. And to see him go down with an ACL broke my heart. But I know he's going to come back and have him and develop chemistry. That's what it's really about. These guys haven't really played together. And we've gone through many changes over the past couple of years. And you look at the guys that have won, and it's because they kept the same kind of core unit together. I mean, play with each other and know the schemes and systems and have the tendencies. So if we can develop that with the guys that we have who are certainly talented enough, then we can certainly make some strides in the future.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, first year in New England, away from Philly, a lot of players, and you yourself, from being in the Philly area, it kind of hurts a little bit, but we all know it's the nature of the business.
Yep.
You've had some Philly fans go up to Connecticut.
Yep.
How did that feel? And now coming here, having another drove of Philly faithful coming out to kind of give you guys some, you know, some support. How does that feel? And what do you have to say to the fans back in Philly?
Yeah, it's certainly bittersweet. It was very odd coming to Rochester and flying out by myself when there used to be a whole caravan of guys that were from Philadelphia and coaches, and certainly was odd walking to the airport, and I'm there by myself on the flight. So it's certainly tough to leave a city like Philadelphia that I live in and grew up in and have such passionate fans. It kills me. But at the same time, it's a business, and you got to go out and play for New England now and what they provide us and the guys that are on the team. And anytime you can go to a couple games and you see some Wings jerseys there or Wings hat, it certainly hits a soft spot with me for sure, knowing the dedication and what all the fans have gone through, especially some of the loyal ones in the past couple of years where we didn't play to our potential and get the wins that we needed, but, you know, loud and proud. And that's something that means a lot for me, and you would kind of fueled off some of their energy. It's always great to see that as a player. You know, there's nothing really better than seeing your friends and family and people who've supported you throughout the years. And even though you're wearing a different jersey and different colors in a different city, they're still there for you. So it certainly means a lot.
Now, it's just, like you said, you have a core group here. You see a lot for this team going ahead, and hopefully they can all kind of stay together. Andrew Suter, who I see standing back, unfortunately, he went down with an injury last game. But having him out here now really adds a lot to the transition game.
Yeah, it certainly does. That's a guy that we picked up as not only an awesome awesome player, but he's a great individual and a tremendous leader who stepped in and helped helped in the leadership part. And I was a guy that I've always wanted to play with. I played against him for so many years and admired the way he played and how hard he worked. And it was awesome that a couple games until unfortunately went down, and we got to be wearing, being in the same sweater and fighting the same battles rather than going against each other. So I'm excited for what he's going to bring for the future. He's a leader for many years to come, kind of a cornerstone of what you build your franchise with. So even though we lost a great guy in Joel, to bring in a guy like Andrew Suter, can't say enough great things about him.
Brett, I want to thank you for the time in Philly, taking your time out here. I know it's hard after a game like this. Best of luck. Hopefully we'll see you in the next season. Just build, and hopefully this team can cause some waves out in the East and in the NLL, because it seems everything is there. The pieces are there. It's just a matter of getting everything to work right.
Yep, just getting that clicking, and hopefully that comes. And we got to think about it in the off season, but we still have three more games left, playing for pride and playing for each other, and building off of this and using it towards next year for sure.
Right, Brett, I want to thank you. I totally appreciate it. Thank you. Okay. Again, this is Rocco Granato reporting live from inside the New England Black Wolves locker room. With me was Brett Manny. Again, the Black Wolves fall to the Rochester Nighthawks by a final score of 14-6.